Thanks, guys. You're listening to Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Baba. So one thing our birthday party episode obviously needs is music. The music we're playing now comes out of Creole, Louisiana, where they really know how to get down. It's by Clifton Chenier, known as the godfather of Zydeco music. In the 70s and 80s, Chenier traveled out here from Louisiana to Richmond, California, to play for the Creole community that settled there. And that's where he met a young 4 or 5 year old child that he swore would be a great talent. He predicted this. That child was Andre Theory, the Grammy-nominated musician who's taken Zydeco places it had never been before. In this edition of Bay Area Beats, Theory tells us why he's on a mission to make accordion cool.
I'm Andre Theory. I'm from Richmond, California. I play Zydeco music.
Some people think they know what the Zydeco is all about. But the more they try, the more I can tell they're just running their mouths.
I was born here in Richmond, California. My family, my mom's side was from Eunice, Louisiana. My dad's side is from Jennings, Louisiana.
Are you ready? Are you ready to learn? Are you ready to learn?
And my grandmother on my mother's side, she always cooked. And her and my grandfather, they had a restaurant and even had a club back in Louisiana. When they moved out here, they found the church, St. Mark's Catholic Church. They became, you know, residents of that church, and then they started doing French dances. There were a lot of Creoles that came out to Los Angeles and up here because of work in the shipyards. They were tight-knit because they were in a foreign land, really, because Louisiana is the only state in the United States that has a separate language. So they all stuck together, could speak French and carry the culture on with food and music. So the people, whenever they throw their dances up here, people would drive all the way from LA to come to their dances and vice versa. Zydeco was the next evolution from Creole music. Creole people are a lot of the former slaves of Louisiana, French-speaking black people. Creole music was a little small French accordion, and it was the fiddle and triangle. But Zydeco wanted to incorporate more styles into it. Drums, the bass, the guitar, it was a full band thing, you know. Added some rock and rolls and blues and all that. And also, the difference was they used the bigger accordions, like the piano accordion and the three-row accordions. It changes with the times. It changed from Creole music to Zydeco, which back in the 50s, it was rock and roll, blues, and like swing. And then further it came along, like in the 70s and 80s, it changed with the times then. And then the 90s and stuff, they started adding hip-hop and all this other stuff. So yeah, it's you can pretty much mix everything up. It's like a gumbo. I have to point out that I didn't like this music at first. I hated it. But then I fell in love with the accordion, so that's what got me back into it. By the time I decided that I liked the music, I already had all the songs in my head because I was listening to them. Didn't realize I was listening to them. So when I started teaching myself, I just started humming and I figured it out. This is a French accordion single roll. I fell in love with the little small accordion because, stupid reason, but these keys was moving, so I just wanted to know how to do that. That's what initially made me want to play accordion. So this one, like this kind of hypnotizes you. So I just wanted to know how to do that. And then once I started doing it, it wasn't about the keys anymore. It was just about me finding out that I could play. So from there, I got bored with this one, and I graduated to the double roll, which was two rolls. And I graduated to a three roll. And then I finally went back to the piano accordion, the one my dad initially started me, you know, started teaching me. So at first I was kind of embarrassed. I mean, I was proud that I was playing, but I mean, I was embarrassed how people would look at it. After a while, I realized that I was doing something that they couldn't do, and then I was making money. If you look in every culture around the world, they've had accordion as their main instrument. It's a good folk instrument because you don't have to plug it up. You know, this thing can carry, the sound carries. So if you're in a village, you can make a whole village dance with one accordion because it carries, you know.